Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations. And you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. Last Wednesday, we were discussing, are Black men still the head of their households, and the impact stereotypes have had on Black men as fathers? I got a lot of feedback, so this is part two. My guests are Shara Cooper and Urban Outlook. Welcome to my show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
you're
for having
welcome.
Me too.
There seems to be a lot of confusion as to who is the head of the household when a couple is splitting the bills 50-50. Okay. Shara, you first. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe last week on the show that people got it confused when I said the man is not always the head of household. I never said that the man couldn't be the head of household. I said if you're paying bills 50-50 and you want to be the head of household, you should be doing something extra. If you're completely doing everything 50-50, then you have a roommate, not a partner. So I think there's a major difference in just being a roommate and being someone's partner. And I feel like if you want that head of household title, yes, you need to be doing something extra. And that could vary. It's not always financial. You need to be doing something. You need to be helping taking care of your household. You need to be a man. I hope if your woman's car is breaking down, you're out changing her tires, helping her fix on the car, not necessarily paying for it. I mean, the economy is what it is. Everybody doesn't just have it like that. I understand that. The point is, in my opinion, if you want to have that head title, you need to be doing something extra, not doing everything 50-50, like I said. Then at that point, you're just a roommate, and that could be anyone. My opinion.
Okay, Urban Outlook, what is your opinion on this?
Okay, I understand what the young lady is saying. I understand what she's saying. I somewhat agree a little bit. You know, the man needs to do a little more. It's whether it's, you know, financial or not. But I just believe the man is always the head of the household and not, roommate. I feel like Johanna is, regardless you paying 50-50, the man can do a little extra, do a little more. I agree. But my thing is, are you sitting down conveying that message, he just not doing extra, because, I mean, okay, I'm still interested in me. I do extra, and I pay a little more, the bills. And I do a little more, I take out the trash, I make sure the car's straight, make sure everything good when we go out to eat. A majority of the time, I say, I got it, unless I'm in one of the moves where she done pissed me off. I'm like, no, I ain't got it this time. But anyway, that's just me. But my thing is, for the man, I just think that, it's more than a roommate. I just think that, as African Americans, that we need to work together. And because some people, don't respect, a good man and using them. So my thing is, my outlook is maybe a little different, but I kind of understand where she's coming from. If I believe that the man is always the man, regardless of what the bills is or whatever, could he do a little extra? Yeah, he should be always, the man should always be doing a little extra than the woman, making sure the trash took out, making sure she need, making sure the kids straight. When they go out to eat, he should say, I got that, But at the same time, I think if more people out there that's not respecting each other, I think African-Americans don't respect, one another in relationships. I think it goes way right to probably we had to get out the house years ago to keep her out of Section 8. But that's my thing is that I would like to, I mean, that's my take. And I've been thinking about something last week. That was a young man said that come down to Adam and Eve, and he was like a caller said. He said, well, Eve, ask more questions of Eve. Okay, I really want to get on that. Last week a caller said on the radio show, women should lead because Eve asked Satan, the devil, all the right questions. Wow, okay, let's see what questions she asked the devil. Y'all bear with me. God
okay.
Told Adam and Adam, there are Adam and Eve, there are many trees in the garden of God that Adam and Eve could eat the fruit from all the trees but one. One day Satan the devil, now I'm not writing the whole thing, I'm just going over it. One day Satan the devil came to the Garden of Eden. He told Eve she should eat the fruit of the tree and she would know good and evil. The only question Eve asked Satan, she said, God have told her and Adam not to eat from that tree. Well, you know the rest of history. That's all she told the devil. God told us not to eat from the tree, but she went and ate and gave her husband the tree, and the rest of history. You know, and that's why we got all this other stuff going on. But, you know what I mean? They say that you know, the woman asked the right question. She didn't ask. The devil told her a lie, and she just went straight to it. My thing with this right here is, so I just said we got to work together. Who in charge? Women think better than men. I still don't see it that way. I say some women think better than men. Some men think better than women. That's my point. But Eve asked the right question. Eve ain't asked the right question. Eve fell for anything the man said. And now we're all in trouble. So my thing
okay,
is...
Okay, so I have a question for you then. Since Eve didn't ask the right questions, Adam obviously didn't either.
No.
And
Adam,
he did what
Adam,
he was
Adam
told.
Like a stump. Adam just did, like a pinhead. Adam just did whatever she said. Adam should have said, nah, man, you know the man say, hey, man, don't fuck with that tree. Why did you do it? You just say nothing. You just grab the tree. And, you know, he just ate. Okay, man, you know what I'm saying? You didn't put in the place. You didn't chastise her for doing that. But like I said, now we're all in trouble. But, you know, I just think that as African Americans in the relationship that we need to work together more. Because it's just African Americans, is just to me, it's just too much blaming on relationships. Who doing more,
so
who doing less. We all need to be
down to teamwork.
That's what I say, teamwork. The man should always do a little more, but it boils down to teamwork. Should take care. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And get respected. A lot of good men don't get respected for being a good man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not easy being a stepfather. You know, a lot of guys, it's not easy because that woman and the kids can gang up on you. And the only reason why, if you're a stepfather, the only reason why it'll work because you and that woman have to have a good relationship, a good communication. Like, okay, whatever the kids tell one of y'all to do, regardless, you have to do it. And if that's a problem, I get with the father, or I get with the mother. Because the kids will play each other. And next thing you know, y'all will be out, separated or whatever, and kids go and do their own thing. The one thing about kids, I learned this for a fact from older guys who, when I was telling them who did it, kids will separate you, and then they'll go do their own thing. And years later, both of y'all ain't got nobody. So, you know, my thing is, you know, being a stepdad is not an easy thing, and you got to get out there and respect. If he coming in and said, hey, I got your kid, I got you, I got me, and we have another kid, I got that, and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's, a lot of men ain't going to play. A lot of men won't take on that challenge. Like, nah, man, I ain't taking care of nobody else's kids. Because I was like that. If you had kids, I ain't fuck with you. Nah, I can't do that. I got to take care of my own, man. I ain't got time. But I'm not saying that's just me selfish. That's just me being selfish, you know, the urban outlook. But a lot of times I was like, nah, man, I can't deal with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to take care of somebody else's kid and all that. Man, I ain't with all that bull. You know what I'm saying? I was just coming around to hit majority of the time anyway. But I'm saying is I respect, and I have friends who, you know, took care of kids and raise them, and the kids love them. But it's not always an easy thing, you know what I'm saying? You have to challenge the woman, and sometimes, you know, even if you have to chastise that kid that's not your kid, sometimes the woman get mad, and a lot of guys are like, man, I just want the best for the kid. The kid acting up. Now, I know some kids not in jail, locked up in prison, and the stepfather's like, man, I just want him to do right, man. You know what I'm saying? But she wouldn't let me you know what I mean, let him how to be a man. You know what I mean, she kept getting on me, and I'm picking on him, and I'm just telling him how to be a man. Now he locked up in prison. Hey, now she, now I should have just let you raise him. I should have stepped in. I'm saying, so I mean, that's something as a stepfather, and when you're in relationships, you got to work out. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he under the roof. If I tell him what to do, or I tell him or her what to do, they have to do it. And the mama have to be in that agreement. Whatever that man tell you to do, I want you to do it. That way, they won't play one another. So, you know, but I think if we're working together, I think we just don't work together enough. You know what I mean? I think everybody, and it's not like there's a lot of good men and good women out there. So if you find somebody that's going to work with you and, you know what I mean, spend time and money, I think it's worth it. That's just my opinion, because everybody in it for selfish reasons and selfish motives nowadays. So, you know, I think head of the house.
And then I want, after you answer, then I want Shara to answer. Okay. Do you feel or think that a woman should be submissive to her man?
I think submission is something that a man has to earn. I think submission is something that a man has to really earn. Because, you know, most African women just ain't going to be submissive. That's something you have to earn over time. That means you have to put in the work. You have to do what you need to do. But that submission is the gift of the woman. If a woman say, I'm submissive to you, that's the gift she did to the man, and he got to really hold that at a high value, at a high level. Especially if a black woman saying, hey, I'm going to be submissive to you, you really got to say, okay, I can't fuck her over, man. I got to treat her right, man, because she, you know, she being submissive. And that's, I mean, more white women be submissive or Spanish. But if a black woman say, hey, I'm going to be submissive to my man, that means he can't dog her out. He got to treat her right. He got to understand that this is the gift that she can stop giving at any time. So she's like, okay, I gave you the gift of submission. You didn't treat me right. You try to dog me out, and I'm going to take it away.
Okay. Shara.
I kind of agree with he was just saying, as I mean, maybe it's because I'm black. I do feel like that is something that has to be earned. You have to have great communication in a relationship about what you want and what you do not want. I mean, you just can't be submissive to anyone. And I think you have to treat your woman right in order to earn that. So a lot of relationships, I feel like, start off rocky. And then if you want, you know, that submissive role later, it may not happen. So I just feel like you have to communicate in a relationship. Or I know a lot of times we end up in relationships and they don't start off as a relationship. So I feel like when you take that next step as actually being in a relationship with, like, just that one other person, like, that's something you have to sit down and talk about, like, what do you want and what you do not want. Because I know for me, it's happened. You can be just casually dating someone and then end up in a relationship with them. And I think you got to separate that casual dating person from the into a relationship person to make sure that you guys are on the same page and everything. But I definitely think a woman can be submissive, but I think it has to be earned. Like, I just wouldn't want my daughter to just date any man and be like, yes, he's the head of household. Yes, I'm going to be submissive, if he has not earned that title.
Okay. If you have a comment or question, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Okay. 1139, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do want to make a quick comment. based off the question you just asked about submissiveness. And that comment is, you know, in my perspective, a lot of people look at submissiveness, you know, as a very negative trait or dehumanizing or putting yourself, you know, in a negative place, you know. I think that reality, huh?
It is negative. To be submissive is to obey or yield to someone else.
No,
and when
no,
you are
no.
submissive, you submit to someone else's will, which literally puts you puts your own desires lower than that other person.
Can I finish my comment? I understand your definition, and I feel like, one, you know, that is true. At the same time, the way I define submissiveness, when we're talking about a relationship, I look at it as a combination of love and obedience. You know, it's not that, I got to obey you, this, that, or that, but it comes from a place of love. There's a lot of something going on in the background. I don't know if you guys can still hear me. Well, somebody's pretty close.
I don't know who it is.
Somebody's pretty close on their phone. But so in my perspective, you know, that obedience should come from a place of love. And, you know, if you're talking Christianity, you're talking about the Bible, or even if you're talking Muslim and you're talking, like, from the place of Islam, you know, and honestly most religions around the world, you know, being submissive, you know, it's like the greatest gift, you know, that a woman can give to a man, you know. And two, you know, a man can be submissive as well. I mean, that kind of works both ways. You know,
okay,
at the same time.
Are you willing to be submissive to your fiance?
Of course. I mean, like I said, it comes from a place of love. You know, it's not necessarily, oh, she's my master or I'm her master. And if it comes from a place of hatred, then, you know, that's not true submissiveness. You know what I mean? Like, that's, my thing is, it's a woman should be proud. And she'd be honored to be submissive to her husband, just like her man or her husband, you know, should be proud and honored to carry his wife as a queen. You know, like, I feel like in the Black community, we look at these things as such negative traits. But reality, these things should be coming from a place of love, not a place of strict control and strict dominance.
So that's what it sounds like.
I mean, it
not.
Sounds like that, in my opinion, because that's what you're taught. I mean, in my opinion, it
Who
goes back down
that?
To Willie Lynch. You
wait,
know,
wait, hold on. Who taught you that?
You know, who told me what?
I said, who taught you that? You said it's
taught
Paul that taught you that.
Can I answer?
Okay, go ahead,
sure.
Urban Outlook.
Okay. My thing is this one, him, from being with a professional dominatrix in the bondage relationship years ago, where I was the male slave. Now check this
He's
out and learn about the lifestyle, to learn about that. Yeah, that is something that you have to earn. That is just not women just not gonna give you, regardless of which way it goes. Women just not gonna give you a strong, educated woman just not gonna give you the will, but she gonna submit to you. You just gonna do what you say and all that. That is something that you have to earn over time. If we look at it the wrong way, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You're looking at it the negative way. There's a positive way where you got to have a strong communication. You have to have a strong bond, because when you're doing stuff, whether sexual or not, when you're doing stuff, you have to trust that woman that she got your back, that she won't hurt you. And it's a trust, and it just don't come overnight. For me being in a relationship like that and enjoying it. But my thing is right here is, so I'm saying, you look at it as negative, like, oh, I'm just going to submit. I'm going to do. No, it's not like that. If you ever get in a lifestyle like that, you don't have to be a lifestyle. You can just be married, or you can be girls and girlfriends. It comes with commitment. It comes with communication. It comes with bond. It comes with a lot. Women just don't say, okay, I'm going to let you be in charge of me. You know, you can do this, you can do that. Nah, you have to earn that over time. You know what I mean? And here's the gift. She can always say, nah, you violated me. You know what I'm saying? I can take it back. You know what I'm saying? So women have took it back. So my thing is, you look at everything negative. You look at everything negative. Middle Eastern women been submissive for years and still, you know, get the reward. So, I mean,
okay, well, I have a question for you. Okay, since you said how educated women, you have to more work at it or towards it because they're just not going to submit easily. So do you think non-educated women will submit quicker and easier?
Maybe a little faster, but I just know some women who got college degrees, high college degrees, they just not going to let you just come in and just say, you know what I mean, that's something that you have to earn over time before they let you into that. Because even if they enter a lifestyle like that, they're not going to just let you know. You have to visually, you have to have communication where they'll let you in whenever they're ready. And you still got to respect them as a woman. You still got to do. I mean, so it's just not. But like you said, okay. Honestly, women with non-degrees would let you in faster. You know, for us, you know, submitting. From my experience, but ones who went to college and got masters or whatever, bachelors or whatever, you just ain't coming and telling them what to do. So they're strong. They're independent. They make more money. You know what I'm saying? That's something you have to earn, and they'll let you know that. That's something that you earn. You just don't come in there and, oh, you do this and you do that. They're not going to do it. They got to feel comfortable with you.
Can I add something?
They can trust you. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I mean, in my opinion, my viewpoint is I don't think, you know, college degree or education that's leveled in that type of manner actually really matters. I think what really matters is the upbringing of that person in the family homes. I think, you know, women who comes from, you know, primarily two family households who sees their mother and father, you know, in love and sees and come from a good, healthy background, yeah, they're more likely to be submissive because, you know, they want the same type of relationship and bond that they saw, that they was raised around. I think that, you know, people who come from, you know, typically single family household have a stronger time, I mean, have a harder time with that because, you know, they seen that parent, you know, have to struggle and do it all on their own. And so they develop that mentality that at the end of the day, they got to make sure that they're able to do it all by themselves. That's my viewpoint on that.
Okay.
I somewhat agree.
Shira, do you have a comment?
Yes. I disagree. I believe education definitely matters on that subject. And as the caller just mentioned, like, women feeling like they need to do it on their own, I do feel like women should be able to hold themselves and take care of themselves. Last week, the caller, it was the one that I mentioned, you know, she had to step in for her husband when he wasn't able to work last week. So I feel like her man held her down when it was time to hold him down. She held him down, but if she wasn't able to hold herself down, she wouldn't have been able to hold him down at the end of the day. So if you fall down, your woman can't help you if she can't help herself.
I mean,
does
that have anything to do with being submissive, though? Like I hear what you're saying about being able to have the, you know, the skill set and the ability to be able to make moves, to be able to hustle out there and make sure that your family's straight. But I don't think that necessarily has to correlate directly with being submissive or being a head or anything like that. I agree that, you know, I mean, as far back as you can remember, regardless of, you know, our economics of today, but, like, in, you know, as far back to almost any society, you know, women have always played a very strong role in a household. And I don't think it should be under the role and the job that women have been doing should be undermined. You know, let's just be realistic. You know, women are typically better at being caregivers and being nurturers in general. You know, like, that's just reality, you know. So, I mean, in my opinion, that's where a lot of that comes from. I don't think that, oh, a woman shouldn't have to make more money or she or any of those type of things. Because at the end of the day, you know, if we're talking about, oh, just going to get a boyfriend and then being submissive, no, I think that's stupid and that's crazy. I think we need to realize, one, sex plays a huge role in things. And, you know, we shouldn't just be giving our bodies to anybody, you know. I didn't wait till I was married before I had sex, but, you know, that is something that's frowned upon. I think we need to go back to that purity. You know, I think a lot of stuff is being diluted, and that causes, you know, the ripple effect that we see. You know, I don't think a woman should just be submissive to any man or anything like that. That should be given only to your husband, you know. And at the end of the day, we shouldn't be looking for some random thug or guy or whatever case you want to call, you know, on the street, but you should be looking, you know, to give that to your husband, you know, and I think we need to get back to that.
Okay, I got another caller. 8051. Do you have a question or comment? 8051? Hello? Okay, do you have a question or comment? Yeah, I can barely understand what you're saying. Hello? Okay, I can barely understand what you're saying. Okay, but it sounds funny when you're talking. So, I mean, I can barely understand what you're saying. Okay, hold on. 6120. 6120, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. What I would say to submissiveness is that I agree with the guy or the caller who said that being submissive comes from a place of love. And I also agree with the young lady who said that you have to earn it. Because when you're being submissive, particularly in a relationship, it has more to do with trust than anything else. It's like, this person has earned the right for me, and I trust that I can step back and allow this other person to take the wheel or lead, and I know that who's ever taking the lead has both of our interests, our best interests at heart. So in that sense, I don't think relationships, I don't think being submissive has anything to do with whether or not somebody is being degraded or anything like that. And I also agree with the caller who said it has nothing to do with education. Like, I mean, both of us can be farmers, and somebody can still take the lead. So I don't know why education would play a role in that aspect of it. So that would be my only comment. And your show is very interesting, and I'm enjoying it. But I have to go. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Colin. Okay. 8051, are you still on? I still can you call from another phone? Okay, because I can understand what you were saying.
Okay, well, while we're waiting on her, I will like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
About the woman holding her husband down and what that has to do with submissiveness is, you want the head of household title, you got to uphold the household title. Like, you can always lose your title. Like, in that situation, there are circumstances that happen, but there's levels to everything. If a man loses a job because he was just goofing off at work, being a goofy, and got fired, that's different versus there was a real legit reason a person lost their job. Like, there's just levels to everything. If a man just legit cannot find work versus a man that's like, okay, I don't have this job no more, I'm going to be lazy, I'm not a woman that's just going to sit there and say, that's okay. You can just keep this title and keep doing, and or just think that you're going to, like, run everything or have the last word when you're not upholding to that standard. Like,
for you then, Shara.
Uh-huh.
Can you or anybody, any woman, if you want to call in and comment or whoever, what can you as a woman respect the man that you have to take care of? Because there are women out here actually taking care of men and they're not doing anything to help.
No, not me. Now, if something happens and it, your husband or whoever needs help, and it's like a legit reason, like I said.
That. I mean, there are men out there who not even attempting to work.
No,
won't
I don't
fill out an application because they might accidentally get hired and are comfortable sitting at home doing whatever they do. Or hanging out in the streets doing nothing productive and letting the woman take care of them. I mean, what kind of woman would respect that or want to be with somebody like that? Because I think in
a
relationship, either partner is a reflection on you.
Yeah, low self-esteem, and some women just love fuckboys. You know what I mean? Sit at the house and do nothing. I mean, you know, sometimes
right.
It be like that.
Okay,
some
six,
women
five,
just
nine,
want a man
eight.
Beside them.
6598, do you have a question
yes,
or comment?
Can you hear me? I have a
yes.
comment. Towards your question you just asked regarding a man who's just sitting at home, being lazy and not giving any contribution to the household. Yes,
right.
I would have a problem with that. But at the same time, I have no problem submitting to my man as long as he is bringing something to my household. Say, for example, if I had to go out and work because my husband or my man didn't have a job, and I'm not saying because of laziness, but because he was laid off or because he was hurt or he couldn't find a job at the moment, I have no problem holding down my man. Because submission is just something that a woman is doing as to where her household is going to keep standing, regardless
yes,
of whether her man is on top or not.
Okay,
but you
somebody
still
has
have
a
to
question.
To your man, it's not just for you to just throw him away. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm saying just for me, I'm not just going to throw my man out just because, you know, just because he does something wrong every once in a while. And I'm like, there's many of women out here who's doing that. And they holding it down for people who ain't deserving of them. But when you have a man who has been there for you and has been holding things down for you, yeah, I would submit to him. And like I said, every once in a while, I feel like everybody can't be strong all the time. There's going to be a time when someone is eventually going to fall. But if y'all together and y'all holding each other up, there should be no problem with submission as long as you got the right person there doing it with you.
Okay, Urban Outlook, did you have a question or comment?
Yes. I would have another question for the woman. Anyone want to answer? The young lady who just got off the phone, really her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Please listen. Okay, would you hold a man down who was fired but who just had good dick? Would you still hold that man down and he wasn't paying no bills and you were struggling but the dick was good? I'm just asking that question.
No, I would not. No, I would not, because I can get that anyway.
Okay. I just asked him, you know, Urban just asked him a question. He shaded, because some women do.
I'm not that woman.
It'll probably make a relationship last a little longer, but
true.
Yeah.
That is definitely true.
Yeah.
But at the same time, understand that even if a woman wasn't working, understand that she is always contributing to the household, as like the man is. You both bring something to the table, even though if it isn't
that
money, you're bringing something to the table.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's
okay, I have a question for you men. well, anybody else could really answer, but, okay, what about a situation where you have a woman at home that's not helping you and not contributing financially?
I got to cut her ass loose. I just got to. I mean, I actually, you know, one of my cousins who just went through that. I mean, I had to have him get rid of the girl. She went and had all these kids, wasn't doing nothing. The only thing she was providing was sex. But like I said, she was tearing up his house and wasn't providing nothing. He got started taking care of the groceries. Because remember now, he just stayed in a nice house by himself. And then when you got five kids, it's not yours, and take care of her, and it's the coronavirus, they're not going to school, some of them going online, and all this for him, just tearing up his house. Like I told him, you just got to let it go. But like he said, man, you know what I'm saying, she give out some good head. I said, man, anybody can do that, man. If that's what you're worried about. I said, man, that shit sounds wicked as hell to me. For grown-ass man to sit up here and take care of five kids, and you worried about a head job. I said, man, that shit sounds wicked as hell. Well, eventually, we got her out. You know, we got her out, you know what I'm saying, all us little bro. We got her out, and he's doing a little better now, you know what I'm saying? I told him, I said, man, you can't do that. I said, you can't be simping. You can't be running behind women like that because, I said, the gooder you treat women, the less they respect you. I said, man, and learn how to put your foot down sometimes,
that's not
man,
true.
And just say I do all the time.
Yeah, that I don't agree
okay.
with that either.
That's not true.
Okay.
Can I make a statement towards that,
okay.
please?
Okay.
I understand what he's saying. And I understand the part about putting a woman out because she didn't contribute nothing after a while when she was there. And okay, that I agree
yeah,
with. But wait a minute. But simple fact of what you just said about the woman and her, you know, just getting rid of her. I'm like, part of that statement that you made, that last part, you know, it was just a smart statement. There was no reason to get rid of a good woman, but if she
oh,
ain't
no,
putting
no, 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 no,
her
no,
part.
No, hold up. She wasn't good. She wasn't a good woman. She broke his window panes in his house.
And I agree with that part.
Problems. She part-time speech training, y'all. You just found that out. All the other guys didn't keep her. So my thing is, I'm supposed to let her stay in my house and tear up my shit. No, sir.
No,
it ain't going to happen.
I said, for that part, yeah, put her out.
But like I said, for a relationship, yeah, I just think that we got to respect each other and, you know, work with each other for the ones who really care about each other. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I just think that we just need to prioritize, and if we're in relationships now, we just need to look out for each other more. That's just my opinion.
So do you think in a relationship both couples should be financially literate? Or if one of them don't know about being financially stable or anything, that maybe you should take a class or whatever, you know, to keep your money right?
Well, my thing is whoever's stronger financially, about the money. Because a lot of times, if you got the right partner, you can bring your money, and they can make things happen. If they're not spending it, they're saving it. Like I'm the one guy. He's not that smart, but he makes pretty good money. But his old lady graduated from high school, and she more finding the money. They got a nice house, car, and truck. And she handled the finances. You know what I'm saying? But it worked. So he got money to do what he got to do. She gave him money and all that. So whatever works for you. I wouldn't want a woman handling my damn money, but I'm saying whatever works for every couple this. Don't fuck with my money. I'll give you what I think you should have.
Can I make a comment real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Just to backtrack a little bit and then come back there. You know, if my, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you know, the woman's in the house and not contributing this, that, and the other, my thing is, I think it really depends on the circumstances in a relationship. Because let's say, you know, my fiance, my future wife, you know, let's say something happens to her and she becomes ill, she becomes sick, where she literally can't really help out too much. It's still my responsibility and my obligation to continue to be their stronghold and to continue to provide and to pick up, you know, where she can't. You know, because, I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know, illness can fall upon, you know, anybody. And I think, you know, the same vice versa. So, you know, I would say, you know, when we're thinking about things, you can't always just think about things in the most negative light. And then as far as being financially literate, do I think it's important for both people to be financially literate? I do. At the same time, you know, I think that if one person is more financially responsible and more financially stable than the other person, I don't think that person should be, like, downgraded or anything like that, because at the end of the day, you guys are supposed to be a team and working together. Just because someone has a weakness doesn't mean that they're not worthy, but, you know, you want to make sure, you know, that you're able to counteract their strength, their weakness, and try to help build them up. You know, so I'm not saying that, you know, a person should never worry about being financially literate at all or anything like that. I think it's important. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like, you know, we got to rely on each other's strengths and look at the other person's weaknesses and, you know, being able to counteract that.
Okay.
That's cool. I agree. Anybody can get sick at any time.
I do got a question for you, though, Michonne.
Okay.
I know last week I asked you this, and I never got your answer. So do you believe in chivalry?
Oh.
Mm.
Like, I'm
still not going to get an answer, huh?
I heard it was dead, but I'm not for sure. Yes. I believe it
yes,
can be resurrected.
I mean, the reason why I ask that is because when we talk about the role of the man and things of that nature, my thing is just like, you know, I believe in chivalry. I believe, you know, a man should hold the door. I think that, you know, especially when things are more physically dominating, I think, you know, a man should, you know, I think a man should, you know, not wait to be asked, but, you know, leap at the opportunity to, you know, help there. And I think that, you know, people are getting away from chivalry, and some people are looking down on that. And I think that really muddies the waters when we talk about the role in a relationship. I think it's important for, you know, the man to, you know, open a woman's car door. I think, you know, if it's raining outside and you guys didn't have an umbrella and he got a jacket, he should be able to take that off and put it over her head to protect her and show, you know, and show that love. You know, that's a form of submissiveness right there. You know, but it coming from a place of love, not a place from hatred or negativity. So that's why, like, in general, when we talk about, you know, like, being submissive and things of that nature, is like, if you ain't thinking about it, you know, from a negative standpoint, you're absolutely right. It's downgrading, it's dehumanizing. But when you're looking at it from a place of love, you know, that's like the ultimate respect. Like, you know, just like our kids, you know, our kids should be submissive to their parents. You know, they should know their role. They should know their place. You know, they're a child. And for me, my father, for example, you know, I know my fiance, she met my father, and he was, you know, my dad, he can get out there a little bit, you know, and the way he talks to people and some of his thoughts sometimes. But at the end of the day, you know, my fiance said that she's never seen me bite my tongue or hold my words or not talk back to anybody until she saw me around my dad. And she was just so shocked and surprised. And I'm like, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a grown man now, but that's still my father. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a grown man now, but, you know, that's still my mother. Like, so, like, I feel like these roles that we're talking about in our places, in our statute, you know, it shouldn't always be looked at negative. But, you know, like, you know, these are things that are important and important to the foundation of the house. And that's what makes a family stronger.
I believe people think of the word submissive negatively because the man and a woman's role back in the day, like, for example, a man could rape his wife, and it was legal for him to do that once upon a time.
Right.
So I believe the word just has, like, a negative connotation in general. When you use that word, it's associated with, like, negative things between men and women. That's why I believe, like, a lot of people are like, oh, hell no.
But I also think that's a mindset, though. You know, when you say a lot of people believe that, I think that's their mindset. I think, and especially in the Black community, we, you know, starting at home, need to change that focus, like change that mindset, because otherwise we're always going to see ourselves as a victim. We're always going to see ourselves, you know, underneath, even though we're trying to prop ourselves up. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like that is a mindset, and a lot of people do share that mindset. But I think that, you know, to continue to, you know, strengthen the family and strengthen the Black community, we have to change that mindset.
But if you know the definition of the word.
Yeah, I know the definition of the word.
Well, it is negative.
If you look at it in a negative sense,
I mean,
absolutely.
If you look up the definition,
I have.
The definition, it is negative.
No, it's not, that's not negative. Michonne, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to be honest with you. Because, you know, I know they got them from Chicago, they got them everywhere, and I've been to a few. Have you ever been to a kink club where they got bondage and ropes and all these chains? And have you ever been to a real live?
I ain't gonna lie.
Well, okay. I have been there a few, and I'm on the board with a couple of them. I mean, I ain't getting years, but, yeah, you can say my little dude. But anyway, okay, check this out, because I love that lifestyle. But anyway, no, it's not a bad thing. And if you don't, you can see that there's a lot of people, especially there's more African-American women into it now, more than when it was years ago. But my thing is, it's not bad because there's a bond. There's communication. There's a lot of stuff that go with it. Before you start submitting to anyone. And you look at it the negative way. It's a very beautiful thing, and it's a very beautiful relationship. Now, before you knock it, find one of the classes, and I'm going to find one in your area that you can go to, and I'll send it to you.
Well,
you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. You can just go, and they'll tell you, you can just go sit in. They have, like, sit-ins. And they have all this stuff to do. And if you come here to visit me, we can go to one Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. They got a big one in Tampa, just certain ones. And when you go inside, you'll see how the people act, and you'll say, okay, but this not bad at all. And you'll see how many educated people that go there with doctor's degrees and all type of stuff. So doctors, lawyers, all type of journalism, all type of people in the lifestyle. So don't say it's a bad thing.
Have you taken your wife to one of these places?
Oh, hell no.
I'm just
She knows that I visit and I like that type of stuff, but she just, you know, that was before all that. Now, she know she ain't. She ain't submissive.
At least she's educated.
She's more of a hell raiser. She's very educated. She's very strong minded. She's very independent. So Lord have mercy. No, not her. I mean, the petite is on. Some women do, but she don't. So, and I'm just sharing that with anybody. Just to get disappointed. Nope. No, thank you. So, but I'm just saying, if you go there, and to whatever couple on here tonight, just go to one. There's nothing going on, because everything will start after midnight. You go there, you just run through the stuff, midnight, they'll tell you that you want to really see live stuff. That's when everything go down, and you'll be surprised how many African women go there. So, and it's in every city. I know you, whether whatever city you're in there.
I say wait till after COVID.
Yep, and you and y'all go. Oh my. Sometimes a good spanking is good for you. I mean, I got my share of spanking. Kissing boots, just join the team. I'll be an artist. Yes, you are. Oh, man. I
can't wait to meet you.
But like I said, I'm just being honest. I don't think being submissive is a bad thing. I mean, I'm a strong-minded man, and I was submissive. So, I mean, you know, it isn't a bad person.
So I got a question. So, like, throughout tonight, you know, we talked a lot about the men's role and, you know, the men, and like submissiveness and this, that, and the other. My question is, you know, to you, Michonne, because it seems like, you know, and I could be reading wrong, you can correct me, you know, it seems like you disagreed on, like, submissiveness and like, the men, it seems like you disagreed that the man is the head or should be the head of the house and things of that nature. My question to you then is, you know, what do you think the woman role is in the household? And just elaborate on that a little bit.
The woman's role, just a woman as in general, or a woman as in just like a wife?
A woman as in a wife. I know, like, throughout this, you know, this segment, you know, both this week and last week, you know, we've been kind of vague, and I just want to make sure everybody understands my response has always been in a marriage or, you know, in a relationship that is, you know, realistically headed towards marriage, you know, not just, you know, I'm just, you know, doing, you know, just messing around or this, that, or the other, but like in a real relationship, whether you legally married or spiritually married.
Oh, okay. I think that a wife, the role she plays, I believe she can make or break a marriage by what she does. I think she is the strength in the relationship. I think she is the person that her husband can lean on when he needs to, because she'll be there for him. I think, of course, she's a nurturer. She has to She's the person who makes sure the family structure is and the family stays healthy. I think she's the strongest person in the house. The wife is. Because women, they're good with details. They make better decisions.
Very great.
So what does a man do well?
What does a man do well? I think it's the man's or husband's responsibility.
No. What do they do well?
Take care of his family.
Right. But I'm saying, what does a man do well, like, specifically? Because, I mean, you just named several things that you feel like, you know, that a female does well in a relationship, and I have yet to hear you say, you know, anything positive that a man does well.
I think I can't say all men, but I will say some.
But before, you
men
could say all females.
I think they're good at monitoring and disciplining the kids. I think that they're good for, or they should be, for financial support. I think they should be there emotionally for their wives and their children for whenever they need them. I think they should be a protector.
of the family. And I think he should love his wife.
Oh,
I know you got more than that.
There is a few et ceteras.
Okay. My only thing is, as I hear you talk, you know, you say some and some, but when you talk about women, it's an all in front of that. You know, you don't specify as someone, because I mean, there's a lot of bad women out there. There's a lot of good women out there. You know, there's a lot of bad men out there. There's a lot of good men.
I totally agree.
Exactly.
I totally agree with that. But honestly. I've seen more strong women than I have seen strong men.
All right, great, great. I can somewhat attest to that. But here's what my question to you: why?
I know a lot of strong men.
Why is it like that though? Why do you think it's like that though?
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer that you'd like to hear. Everything goes back with you to Willie Lynch.
You know? Preach.
I can say for my own family, I have a lot of strong men in my family.
That's good.
Right. It's excellent.
Yep. You have a lot of strong women in your family, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. There are, when you were saying, like, I was saying, like, some men, I wasn't talking, like, about the men in my family.
What about your caller, Cher? Yeah, what do you think about that, Cher?
Can you repeat the question?
I was just saying, what do you think about what Michonne just said?
I said that basically that I've seen more strong women than men. And I said there are some men that are strong. I didn't say all men.
Okay.
Because I saw a lot of weak ones.
I think it's because women have to be stronger. Like when we
mm-hmm.
say, like, a lot of men will leave, like, the woman's left up to, like, take care of everything. So, I mean, women, I think, are just stronger in that sense. Like, the men are locked up in prison. Like, the facts are against the men. And so, I mean, we just have to be stronger. I mean, who else is going to do it for us? We don't have nobody. Like, black men are just castrated, like no one likes the black men, then we're left alone. Who is going to look out for us? No other race is going to look out for us. So we got to look out for us. And I think like that hits back on the submissive thing and how most women think, like we have to hold ourselves down at the end of the day. That's just the way it's set up. It's set up like that. So we just have to be strong.
Right.
I agree. And that goes
to me and our family. I mean, they're great at a lot of things. They cook, they take care of their families. They do it all.
And the great words of Malcolm X. And the great words of Malcolm X. He says, the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. Most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is a black woman. And a lot of that goes with, you know, they take our men and rip them from their protection. Great show, y'all. Great show.
You will not be able to stay home,
great
brother.
Show. Appreciate it.
You will not be able to plug in, turn
and
you will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials,
everybody,
because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by...